ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्री भगवानुवाच
श्री भगवानुवाच
इमं
विवस्वते
योगं
योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहम् अव्ययम् विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह मनो इक्ष्वाकवे अब्रवीत्।
श्री भगवानुवाच
इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहमव्ययम् विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह मनोरिक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत्।
श्री
भगवानुवाच
इमं विवस्वते योगं
प्रोक्तवान् अहमव्ययम् विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह मनोरिक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत्।
हे भगवान् उवाच
इमं विवस्वते योगं
प्रोक्तवान्
अहमव्ययम्
विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह
मनोरिक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत्।
श्री भगवान् उवाच
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Imam,
this,
Vivasvate,
unto the Sun God,
Yogam,
the science of one's relationship to the Supreme,
Proktavan,
instructed,
Aham,
I,
Abhayam,
imperishable.
Vivasvan,
the Sun God's name.
Sun God's name.
Manave,
unto the Father of mankind.
Of the name Vaivasvata.
Braha.
Braha.
Told.
Mano.
The father of mankind.
Ikshvakave.
Unto King Ikshvaku.
Abravit.
Translation. The Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the Sun God, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहमव्ययम् विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह मनु इक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत्। So, we are beginning today speaking on Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary scientific study of this science of God. Bhagavad Gita means Bhagavat, the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of God. Bhaga, we generally know Bhagya, opulence, fortune. A man is called Bhagavan. This Bhagavan word comes from the word Bhaga, Bhagavan. Bhoga means opulence. Six kinds of opulences: wealth, strength, influence, education, wisdom, beauty, and energy. These are opulences. If a man is wealthy, he attracts. Any man very wealthy, he attracts. Similarly, if he is very strong, if he is very influential, if he is very learned, wise, if he is very beautiful, he or she, it doesn't matter. Or if he is a great renouncer, one who has renounced everything for public benefit, naturally we have got attraction. So, in this material world, we find some wealthy man, some rich man, from strong man, from beautiful man, from wise man, from one renounced man, but they are only fragmental. Fragmental, very small quantity. Any man you can take, rich man, he may be very rich man, but in comparison to the other person in the material world, but nobody can claim that I am the richest man. No, that is not possible. Nobody can claim. I am the wisest man. Nobody can claim. I am the strongest man. That is also nobody can claim. However one strong may be, he is under the rules and regulations of material nature. He cannot go beyond that. Therefore, you cannot find Bhagavan or the Supreme Person possessing all these opulences. That is not possible. But here it is said Bhagavan was. That means he is the richest, he is the strongest, he is the most beautiful, the wisest and the most renowned order of life. Krishna, when he was present in this material world, on this globe, he proved by his action. So far his richness is concerned, at this age, in this age, at the present moment, if a person can provide his family nicely, nice apartment or nice house, good dress, good food, he is considered to be very successful man. Because in this age, it is said in the Shastra, Dakhyam Kutumba Bharanam. Kutumba means family. If one can provide his family very comfortably, he is considered as very expert. But the family maintenance is done by the cats and dogs also. They also maintain their family, their wife, children very nicely, according to their standard. But this age is so fallen that if one, even one is not married, the preliminary necessities of life, eating, sleeping, sex life, and protection from fear, these are the preliminary necessities. So the age is so fallen that people have no eating substance even. We know everyone how things are going on. People are hungry, no eating substance. And what to say of sleeping? Or what to speak of? Nobody is married timely, either boys or girls. And nobody is secure. Nobody knows what will happen next moment. This is Kalkali Yuga. Kali Yuga means mandas manda matayo manda bhagya jivadvita prayina alpayusha kalau asmin yuge jana. Asmin yuge, Kali Yuga, alpayusha. They're living very short time. The duration of life reducing. Anyone can know his forefather, his grandfather lived for say 100 years, his father lived for 80 years, and he is going to live for 60 years. In this way, the duration of life will be reduced up to 20 years. That is already foretold. If a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered very old man. That day is coming, because how they will live? There is no eating, there is no sleeping, there is no fixture of this program. This is required. Anna bhavanti bhutani. Simply by dry lecture, how they will feel happy? There must be sufficient food grains so that people may live happily, the animal may live happily. Especially in India, you will see, no animal is fatty, either cat, dog or cow. But they have no eating. So annad bhavanti bhutani. They must be given sufficient food. Anna. Krishna does not say that you fast and chant Hare Krishna. He does not say. Krishna is not so impractical. He says, eat very nicely, keep very nicely, and chant Hare Krishna, make your life successful. That is Hare Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement is not one-sided. It is all-embracing. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Krishna consciousness movement wants to see everyone happy. Without being happy, how you can remain peaceful? That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavan Uvacha. You take lessons from Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, perfect, all perfect. What he will do by hearing this rascal or that rascal? Try to hear from the Supreme Personality without any fault, without any deviation. There are four kinds of defects in conditional life. To commit mistake, to be illusion, brahm, pramad, vipralapsa, to cheat, propensity for cheating, and imperfection of senses. So we are all infected with these four deficiencies of life, material condition of life. Therefore, mukta means one who is liberated from these defects. Those who are infected with these defects, they cannot give you perfect knowledge. That is not possible. Imperfectness of senses, how he can gather perfect knowledge? They can simply say, perhaps, it may be, most probably, that's all. Theories. Nobody can say it is like this. Just like in the Vedas, it is said, how many different varieties of lives are there? Jalaja namalakhani, sthavara lakhaminshati, kirmayo rudra sankhaka. Exact number. There's so many varieties of lives are there. 900,000 species of life in the water. Jalaja namalakhani, sthavara lakhaminshati. 2 million varieties of trees, plants, like that. Kirimaya Rudra Sankhaka, 11 lakh varieties of insects. Pakshiram Dasalakhakam, there are 1 million types of birds. Similarly, 3 million types of animals and 400,000 different types of humankind. Everything is exactly calculated. That is called Vedic knowledge, because it is how the perfection of knowledge comes. Here it is a Imam Vivasati Yugam Praktaman Aham. Krishna says, Aham Abhayam. The knowledge is perfect. Abhayam. Abhayam means that cannot be diverse or deviated. Perfect Abhayam. Without any deviation. Therefore, if you want to know perfect knowledge, then you have to hear from Krishna. Therefore, Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan means the most powerful, most influential, the supreme wise, most beautiful, most learned, most renouncer. That's Bhagavan's renouncer. If we construct a building, how much attached we become to this building. But Krishna has constructed this whole universe. Whole universe means we have no idea what is the universe. We have no idea what is this planet. We are trying to go to the moon planet. We have no exact idea even of the moon planet. And there are innumerable planets. Vasudha. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Each planet is of different type, different climate, different facilities, different standard of life. And there are ananta, innumerable planets, you cannot count even. So this is only one universe. And there are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. So Krishna or the Supreme Lord is creator of these all universes. Still, he does not come here. He comes occasionally. But he does not claim. You utilize. He has given to you, you living entities. You wanted to enjoy this material world. All right, I give you. Enjoy. Beginning from Brahma down to the end. They are enjoying. And they are creating their own karma form. Karmanadayuvanetrena. And because he is creating his karma fall, he is getting another body. Sometimes the ant's body, sometimes Brahma's body, sometimes cat's body, sometimes American body, sometimes Indian body, sometimes monkey's body. In this way, we are wandering all over the universe. This is called disease, material disease. Bhutta bhutta praliyat. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dushanu darsanam. The one who is wise, one who is learned, he should try to understand how to get out of this cycle of birth and death, repetition of birth and death. Now you have got this American body, very nice, rich nation's body, and we have got Indian body, that's all right. But what is the next life? That the people do not know. Just like you prepare by education for the future life, what you are preparing for the next life, they do not know. There is no, whether there is life or not. Such a fool we are that we do not know. Therefore, we have to hear from the perfect person, Krishna. Krishna says, Dehi nasmin jathadehi, that is the first instruction. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumana jauvanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. So this is the beginning of spiritual education. Dehantara prapti. We have to change this body, transmigrate from this body to another body. That's a subtle way. But no university teaches how the soul is transferred from one body to another, what kind of body you are going to get next. There is no such science. But that is the real problem. Therefore, we have to hear from Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme, person who can give you perfect knowledge. That is the process. If you really want knowledge, you have to hear from Krishna. And Krishna is so kind. He came personally. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata. He comes. He gives personally instruction. and he leaves the instruction recorded, just like Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna, and it was recorded by Sanjaya, by the grace of Vyasadeva. And then Vyasadeva put the conversation in the Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the history of Greater India. That is Mahabharata. The whole planet is called Bharat, Bharatvarsha. And the history of the whole planet is called Mahabharata. In this Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita is set in for the knowledge of the all human beings. It is not meant for the Hindus, for the Indians, for the Brahmins, for the... No. It is meant for everyone to take perfect knowledge from Krishna and be happy. If you want to become happy, actually, then Krishna's instruction you accept. We are already fallen. Now, if you want to save ourselves from this fallen condition, take instruction from Krishna and do not try to deviate. Do not try to interpret in your own whimsical way, in a rascal way. Simply try to understand what Krishna says. That's all. Then your life will be perfect. Therefore, Krishna says, try to understand this Bhagavad Gita in this process. What is that? Imam vivasati yugam pratvanaham abhyam. I first of all spoke to the sun god Vibhasa. Vibhasa. The sun is there. Nobody knows what is there in the sun. The so-called scientist, philosopher. But there is possibility to talk with the sun god personally. That is possible. You can also go. You can also talk. Provided you become qualified by Krishna's grace. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can go anywhere. It is not that because the fiery planet, sun planet is fiery planet. The body there, the body is made of fire there. Just like here, the body is made of earth. Similarly, there are planets where the body is made of water. The body is made of fire because these are the material elements. Bhumi, rapo, nalvo, bayu. Either earth, water, fire, air, they are all material things. So, I may have got a suitable body to live in this material or this earthly planet. The fish has got a certain body to live in the water. You cannot live in the water. The fish cannot water on the land. That does not mean that it is impossible to live in the water. Similarly, because you cannot live in the fire, that does not mean for others it is impossible. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. The sun planet is there. It is made of fire. The bodies are so suitably made that those who have got this body, they can live there. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Vibhuti. The atmosphere is different in every planet. Just like the atmosphere in the water is different from the land. But we know there are living entities within the water, on the land, on the air, within the earth, within the ether, everywhere there is sarvago. Therefore, living entity is called sarva. The body is differently made. The spirit soul is the same. Your spirit soul, my spirit soul is the same. But your body is called American body, my body is called Indian body. That is the difference. That you have got a different dress. I have got a different dress. Bhasham si jinnani thal. The body is just like dress. So first spiritual knowledge is this, that I am not this body. Then the spiritual knowledge begins. Otherwise, there is no possibility of spiritual knowledge. Jashyatva buddhi kunapeti dhatuki sadhikkalatra disubhaumajyadi. One who is thinking this body, I am myself, he is a rascal animal. That's all. This rascal animalism going on all over the world. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya. This is Askanda. You have to go above this. Then there is spiritual knowledge. That is bhakti yoga. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpate ahang brahmasmi. This is required. So, in order to understand this yoga system, bhakti yoga, because only by bhakti yoga you can come to the spiritual platform. Ahang brahmasmi. Nahang viprana, just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, nahang viprana. Khatriya, what is that
sloka?
I am not a Brahman, I am not a Khatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grihastha, I am not a Vanaprastha, because our Vedic civilization is based on Varna and Ashram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied all these things. I do not belong to any one of these. Then what is your position? Gopi bhaktu pada kamalayo, dasu dasanu dasu. I am eternally servant of the maintainer of the gopis, that means Krishna. And he preached, jiver sarupai nitta Krishna das. That is our identification. We are eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, these servants who have rebelled against Krishna, they have come to this material world. Therefore, to reclaim these servants, Krishna comes. And Krishna says, paritranaya sadhunam vinasayacha duskitam dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna comes, he is so kind. So, let us take advantage of Krishna's coming here, leaving behind him this Bhagavad Gita, and read it perfectly and make your life perfect. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a bogus movement, it is most scientific movement. So, outside India, these European, American, they are taking advantage of it. Why not this Indian youth? What is wrong there? This is not good. Let us join together. Start this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously and deliver these suffering humanity. That is our purpose. They are suffering for want of knowledge. Everything is there, complete, simply by mismanagement. Simply by the, it is being managed by the rogues and thieves. Take, you become perfect in Krishna consciousness and take the management and make your life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.